I think you all tell me what you're looking for, and if I know, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, he got looking at one another kind of smiling. They didn't say nothing. So the director, one of them asked me another question. I said, tell you what you all do. I said, I done told you. If you'll tell me what you're looking for, I will tell you, if I know. And if I don't, I said, I'm not even interested in this with you. But you asked me if I noticed such and such a mark. And I noticed him looking up on the porch every now and then. I know they're looking at that boy of mine. He's sitting up there. I says, no. Well, they said, we was told he lived here. I said, I don't care what you was told. I says, I know everybody in this country. I raised you. I said, I know everybody. I said, you ain't called his name right. And they got looking at some paper. Every now and then they look up down that porch. I said, y'all gonna tell me what you're looking for, or I'm gonna leave y'all sitting here. Then they begin to tell me about what he had done. I said, what's he done? They wouldn't tell me that. Well, I said, who's your daddy? They looked and they told me. I said, I know. I said, I know exactly who you're hunting. I said, I know him as Olin Mark. I said, that's his name. I said, his daddy's name, they called him Woody. But they had Woodrow. But I know who they're talking about when they said Woodrow Mark. Said, you know where he lives? I said, yeah, I live next house up down on the left. He says, when have you seen this boy? I said, day before yesterday. He says, where was he? I said, passing, coming right along here. And about that time, I said, there goes his daddy right there. So they checked him out and on up there. But the boy, he was running away. And they was after him. But he kind of, his parents had done made him go and turn himself in. If they'd have told me to start it with, but I told him, you ain't giving me the right name. I said, I don't know who you have.
Long time ago when you used to go swimming around here, what was that like?
Well, it was just a frolic for a bunch of boys. That's all it was to do. Go swimming or hunting. We used slingshots quite a bit. Designed mother bad tree in the country, we'd hunt, we'd go, we know where they all was, get a sling, had a slingshot, and go to some clay root and get a pocket full of rocks, peas. But there wasn't no frolicking to do because we didn't have no way a foot. See, a boy was grown, a boy was good and grown before he ever got his mule and buggy. And some of them never, unfortunately, never did get a mule and buggy. They just never could make it to it. Some of them had bicycles. Well, now they could ride all over the whole country on a bicycle, you know. But there wasn't too many of them had bicycles. I never did own one. A lot of the boys, when I first grew up, they'd get, before they got grown, you know, they were grown enough to handle a mule. Some of them would get, their daddies would get them a goat. They'd have a goat and wagon. Got a little bigger, got him a yearling. He'd break that yearling to get him a cart and ride all over the country. My daddy never let us fool no yearling. He wouldn't get us no goat, he wouldn't get us no bicycle. No. I eventually got me a mule and buggy. Mm-hmm. Dad got into the automobile business. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you ever play, when you were swimming, what kinds of, did you ever play any games swimming, or did you?
No, just see who could jump the first, dive the first. Uh-huh. Jump the high, dive the highest, and such like that. That's all the worst of that.
Did anybody ever get hurt?
Never was when nobody got hurt. Mm-hmm.